League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So, David, explain the Econo method.
The Econo method, in fact, is a research and development center located in Barcelona, which propose solutions for coaches, clubs, and federations around the world. It's a long history, but to summarize, we create 15 years ago a training methodology to develop smart players through four steps. The first is train with games to push players to solve specific problems. We don't train only with games, and not all the games are appropriated. So we design games depending the content to train and the capabilities of the players in each stage of development. The second point in the method is we use questions to guide them, the players, to find the solutions. The third one is we list a curriculum of individual and collective fundamentals. And the fourth is we develop in a massive way the perception of skills, which we think are critical and very important. Right now, in fact, Econo is offering a new know-how for clubs and federations to develop a methodology department. The main idea is help them to create or consolidate their own identity. I mean, we add to the organization a specific agent to unify criteria in terms of contents, philosophy, training method, values, and adding also new strategies as co-learning or self-training. This is what we do, and we develop this methodology department in clubs like PSG or Göteborg in Sweden or Niigata in Japan, and also in national associations as Thailand, Catalonia, or Japan. And we believe that in a few years, all the professional clubs and national federations will have one department of methodology.
David, why is it a little bit different, this method?
This method is, right now we are talking about this Econo in a second version. We are focused in this idea to help the clubs to create or to consolidate this identity. We think that the best clubs, the clubs who are the best clubs in the world, are because they have a very, very strong identity. You can think in Barca or in Ajax, and the common thing in between these two clubs, for example, is that they have a methodology department.
David Hernandez, Soccer Services. He is the author of the Econo Method. You were the head of methodology at PSG. How did the Econo Method work, you know, with a big club like PSG?
Well, PSG, it has been an amazing experience, to be honest. We worked with a super staff of coaches, maybe as never before, with a lot of researchers. It's a big club. As a responsible of PSG methodology, my daily focus was to support coaches in several areas, as, for example, training methodology, game analysis, game model development also, education in values, etc. So the goal when we arrived was to become a world reference in terms of formation of young players. And in 3 years, after 3 years in the club, PSG was the first academy on the top 80 Golden Boy list, but not only. The club achieved the biggest number of players from grassroots in the professional team ever. And the most important thing for me was that 80% of players who follow the individual video analysis program debut in the professional team. You have the examples of Georgien, Diaby, Antoine Bernet, Metin Gouklou, or Tim Weah.
So tell me about Tim Weah, because many of us here in the United States are keeping an eye on him. He's a U.S. international. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Tim Weah's development when you were working with him at PSG?
He's one of my favorites. I have the opportunity to train on the pitch and make individual video analysis during 3 years before he signed by Celtic. And honestly, I'm very happy and proud to have this opportunity. And fiercely, he's a very nice person. He's humble, enthusiastic. He has a very good lifestyle, and he's a super professional player. He loves training on the field, on the gym, doing video analysis to self-analyze himself. I remember he was always the last to leave the training center. There was a common opinion about him between the coaches. He's the kind of player that all coaches want in his team. And Tingue has a big potential in terms of physical capabilities, it's clear, but also in technical skills or game comprehension. I think he's managing well his professional career, and I hope for him a lot of success.
We're talking to David Hernandez of David Hernandez Soccer Services. He's the author of the Econo Method, which has been implemented at many clubs, including PSG, the Japanese Football Association, the Catalan Football Association. David, how much pressure is on Tim Weah because of the success of his father, George Weah, who was a World Player of the Year, as we all know, and... How does he handle that pressure? It sounds like he's handling it great.
Too much. I think that there is too much pressure on him. It's very difficult to manage for a young person. It's a big pressure, but in another way, you have to understand it's something that you have to accept. In my opinion, he's managing this pressure very well. He's trying to do his own way. And he's well supported by his family, especially his mother, but not only his mother or his family is trying to help him. And I think that it is too much pressure, but in another way, you have to accept it. It's something that in the soccer world it happened and you have to accept it.
Talking to David Hernandez of David Hernandez Soccer Services. He is the author of the Econo Method and has been the head of methodology for a number of years at PSG. So today is a day where Champions League football is being played. Why does PSG struggle, in your opinion, to go deeper into the Champions League?
PSG is a very new and young club. PSG was founded in the 70s. And if you analyze the clubs who are at that moment in semifinals, you have only historics, like Barca or Liverpool or Ajax. It will be the same if you analyze the last 20 finals in the Champions League. You will add to this list Madrid, Juventus, Bayern, only historics. So it shows you that to enter in this selected group of clubs, you need time. You need lose to learn and time. Many people talk about bad luck on the last runs against FC Barça, the famous La Remontada, you know, or against Man United this season, but I don't believe in the good or bad luck. There is a reason for everything. But in my opinion, the club is in the right way to achieve his goal. They have a great city and a great country supporting them. There are a lot of good players in the club, and they are winning a lot in France, which is not easy. I think that they'll arrive soon to one final, and they'll have the chance to win Champions League.
David Hernandez of David Hernandez Soccer Services. He is the author of Econo Method, has worked with player development for so many years. The body of work is incredible that he has, and has worked with many, many clubs around the world. What I always like asking individuals like you, David, is your thoughts on soccer in the United States. What does U.S. soccer look like to you, and what do you think the future holds for soccer in the U.S.?
I know a little bit the situation of the soccer in U.S. because I've been working some years ago with the Bethesda Academy in Washington. I was advisor for a couple of years in terms of training methodology there, and it was a great, super experience. And recently I was in the SoccerX in Miami, where you can feel that people is excited and waiting for the new Inter Miami or David Beckham, etc. I think that soccer is growing a lot in La Florida. About the soccer evolution in U.S., well, it's important to say that U.S. is one of the top, is on the top, in fact, of the ranking in women, because there is a clear bet for this segment. Women's soccer is growing around the world and adding constantly value to our sport. Here in Spain, right now, everybody is crazy with the women's soccer. There is a revolution coming, and you are on the pole position. And about the men's segment, I think that with the number of fans growing constantly, especially on the young people and the potential in terms of licenses and numbers and talent also, because there is a lot of talent in the U.S., I think that the country will be soon highest on the ranking.
David, thank you so much for your time. We truly appreciate you coming on the program. It's been wonderful speaking with you, and let's do it again in the future.
Thank you, Glenn.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.